بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our brothers listening at home of the receiver, we had discussed a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the last 2 weeks, and we had completed it last week. But amongst the advices that were given was a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he mentioned, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahhala Allahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah." The person who seeks a path and he treads a path in which he seeks knowledge, he seeks the knowledge of ilm, of deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes the way towards Jannat easy for him. And a person goes out of his home with this intention of learning knowledge, ilm deen, knowledge of Quran, hadith, so that he may practice upon this, he may gain the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands of him, what Allah ta'ala desires of him. So when a person goes out and he seeks knowledge, he becomes a talibul ilm, as we say, then Allah paves the way towards paradise for him. Allah makes it easy for him. And therefore, we mentioned this incident of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala and many other sahaba who undertook these very long journeys, tedious journeys, with the sole purpose of seeking knowledge, of verifying a hadith, or asking some mas'ala on deen. And the only motive was so that they may acquire this knowledge from that particular person, from the teacher, or from the sahabi who had knowledge of that particular mas'ala or hadith. You find even the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, although she was very young, but Allah Ta'ala had blessed her with immense knowledge, deeni knowledge. She was extremely intelligent, extremely intelligent. And of course, she had seen the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore she was able to answer various questions regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was unknown to many others, because she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, likewise the other wives as well. So sahaba would go to her, and behind the parda, senior sahaba would go and ask her important questions, and the answers of which only she knew, because she was the wife of Rasulullah, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that seeking knowledge was prevalent among the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They would keep on asking questions regarding deen so that they may bring this into their lives. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib had mentioned that therefore even when we come to any deeni majlis or gathering, then make the niyat, Ya Allah, we have come out of our homes to seek knowledge. So just making this niyat, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will also bless us with the virtues of that person who emerges from his home to seek knowledge. Just by sitting here, and of course our mothers and sisters at home, we don't have to come out, but with this intention of listening to the deeni majlis, Allah Ta'ala will then, we have great hopes, Allah will bless us also, like how a student comes out of his home to seek knowledge, he goes to a Darul Uloom Madrasa, some institution to seek knowledge, he goes to some ustad or some sheikh to learn Quran, tafsir, hadith. Like that, inshaAllah, we will also benefit from those virtues. There are great virtues of ilm and ulama, and of course tonight we are not going to enumerate all those virtues of an alim of deen, a student of deen. We do come across many of these virtues in the talks, in bayans and in kitabs. But an important aspect which Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib has chosen to speak on, and that is ulama ki tawheen se bache, that we should refrain and be very careful and cautious from denigrating ulama, disregarding them, disrespecting ulama-i kiram. There is a riwayat that has been mentioned in one of the kitabs where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that that person who does not respect our ulama, then they do not belong to us. He cannot say he is my ummati. He's got nothing to do with me. In one hadith of Rasulullah, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ عَلَىٰ أَدْنَاكُمْ وَكُمَا قَالَ عَلَىٰ صَلَىٰهُ وَسَلَىٰهُ, that the virtue of an alim over an abid, abid is a worshipper, but alim has the knowledge of ibadat. He knows the masla masail of salat, for example, zakat, hajj, the different ibadat. The mere knowledge that he has, the mere knowledge that he has gives him a greater, or gives him superiority over an ordinary worshipper. An example Rasulullah gave to show his superiority because of the knowledge he has over a worshipper is like kafadli ala adanakum, Rasulullah's superiority over the lowest sahabi. So from this we can understand, and Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that those who have knowledge of Quran, Hadith, Shariat, and those who do not have the knowledge, can they be equal? Of course, now the maqsad is not here to give all the virtues of ulama and things, but this particular important aspect, because at present times we find that there are many people who get involved in disrespecting ulama, dishonoring them, ulama bashing, as we say, and the sole purpose is to cause harm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to break this link between the masses, the awam, and the ulama, and the main purpose is to drift them away. And as we see, as the Mufti Taqi Sahib, he explains, he says that this, he quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal. He says that Rasulullah said, ittaqu dhillat al-alim, that beware of the mistakes and errors that a alim may make. In other words, if an alim slips, he does something wrong, contrary to Sharia, you should not follow that particular action of that alim. وَلَا تَقْطَعُوهُ, but don't break your relationship with him. Don't cut off from that alim. وَانْتَذِرُوا فَيْأَتَهُ, but await his coming back on track. That's just the gist of the hadith. The Mufti Taqi Sahib says, hadith ka tarjuma ye ki Hazrat Amr bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala se riwayat ki Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, alim kisi alim ki lagzish se bacho. We call it a slip, a error, a blunder that a scholar and alim make sometimes or many times. Now if we see that particular action of his and we know very well that that is contrary to Sharia, he's made a mistake, he's committed a sin, he's done something wrong, we do not follow that particular action of the alim. Hadith is telling you immediately that you must abstain from it, you must not do that. Or usse qata ta'aluk mat karo. But now, it doesn't mean you must go break your ties with him. Or uske lot aane ka intizar karo. Wait for him to come back onto the right way. And of course, he mentioned alim se murad wo shakhs hai jisko Allah Ta'ala ne deen ka ilm, Quran ka ilm, hadith ka ilm, fiqh ka ilm ata farmaya. Person who has knowledge of Shariat, he is regarded as an alim. And then he says that this alim makes a sin. Tum ye dekh rahe ho ki ek alim is gunah ka irtikab kar raha hai aur is ghalati ke andar mubtala hai. Pehla kaam to tum ye karo ki hargiz mat socho ki jab itna bada alim ye gunah kaam kar raha hai, so now, maybe karlo. That don't see, think that such a great alim, he is doing something wrong. So now let me also follow him. And this is open license for me to commit this wrong or do this particular deed that he is involved in. Balkit, alim ki is ghalati aur is gunah se bacho. What we should be doing, we should refrain and abstain from following this particular action of this alim. Or usko dekh kar tum is gunah ki andar mubtala na ho. Now you don't follow this alim and also become sinful. Gunah ke kaamon mein ulama ki itiba mat karo. اس حدیث کے پہلے جملے میں ان لوگوں کی اصلاح فرما دی جن لوگوں کو جب کسی گناہ سے روکا جاتا ہے اور منع کیا جاتا ہے کہ فلاں کام ناجائز اور گناہ ہے، یہ کام مت کرو، تو وہ لوگ بات ماننے اور سننے کے بجائے فوراً مثالیں دینا شروع کر دیتے ہیں. This حدیث immediately makes اصلاح of those people who when they see or when they are committing some wrong, some sin, and somebody goes up to them, advises them, prevents them from that sin, explains to them the harm of that sin, so what do they start making excuses. They start making excuses. What do they say? فلا عالم بھی تو یہ کام کرتے. That عالم is also doing that. فلا عالم نے فلا وقت میں یہ کام کیا تھا. I saw that عالم doing the same thing certain time. حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پہلے قدم پر ہی اس استدلال کی جر کاٹ دی ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the very first statement he says you be cautious of the slip, the blunder of that عالم. He's made a mistake, he's done something wrong. Contrary to Sharia, you don't also slip the same way. So you don't have an excuse that because he is doing something wrong, that gives me license. Yes, we follow the ulama. We follow the ulama in the right things, and not in those things which are contrary to Sharia, and we know. We've got enough evidence, it's clear to us, that this particular sin is, but this particular deed, this action is totally against Sharia. It is haram. And we should not be doing. For example, if an alim, Allah protect us, Allah save us, is listening to music. Now we know music is haram. So now it doesn't mean now because he is listening to music, so I can also listen to music. Rasulullah immediately in the very first opening statement has clarified this. That don't follow the wrongs of any alim. This should not be any excuse for us not to commit that sin. What he says, بلکہ تمہیں اس کی صرف اچھائی کی پیروی کرنی ہے. You must only look for the good, that which is in conformance to Sharia. Yes, you follow that. وہ اگر گناہ کا کام یا کوئی غلط کام کر رہا ہے تو تمہارے دل میں یہ جرأت پیدا نہ ہو کہ جب وہ عالم یہ کام کر رہے ہیں تو ہم بھی کریں گے. Don't take the courage now and say, because he is doing it wrong, I can also do it wrong, do something wrong. And then he explains, there are socho, think, ponder for a little while. اگر وہ عالم جہنم کے راستے پر جا رہا ہے تو کیا تم بھی اس کے پیچھے جہنم کے راستے پر جاؤ گے؟ If that عالم is moving towards جہنم, that scholar is moving towards جہنم, you know this is the way towards جہنم, he's moving in that direction, will you follow him? Will you always say, okay, let me also, he's going to towards جہنم, let me follow him? No. وہ اگر آگ میں کود رہا ہے, if he's plunging himself into fire, کیا تم بھی کود جاؤ گے؟ Would you also jump in? ظاہر ہے کہ تم ایسا نہیں کرو گے. It's quite apparent that you won't do such a thing. عالم کا عمل معتبر ہونا ضروری نہیں. عالم کا عمل معتبر ہونا ضروری. It's the same thing we explain now. We look at the knowledge of the person, the عالم. If he's doing something wrong, you don't follow the wrong. In fact, if you ask him the masala, Mufti sahab, or Maulana, or Hazrat sahab, what is the masala regarding this particular thing, is it permissible in Sharia? He'll tell you it's not permissible. Even though this is his weakness and he may be doing something wrong. So the fact that he's telling you it is not correct. So that is what you follow. That he's telling you this is giving you the masla from Quran and Hadith. It is incorrect to do such a thing. Yes, it's another thing, another matter that is his weakness, that he is involved in the sin. Of course, he should not be doing the sin. This is not condoning the wrongs of ulama. Please don't get that misunderstanding. We are not trying to condone the wrongs of the ulama. Allah protect us. Allah guide us. Allah make us shining stars. Allah keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. The point here is that many times we look at their wrongs and we justify our wrongs. We use them as scapegoats. Or we say, no, we've got to follow the Maulana. He's doing this. He's listening to music. He's watching television. He's going here, there. So we can do the same thing. No. You look at what Quran and Hadith say. So if you ask him the masala, ask any mufti sahib, it's not permissible, you follow that. You don't follow that particular wrong action of the alim. So he has expounded on the same thing. And this alim se badguman na hona chahiye. Baz log dusri ghalati ye karte hai ke jab wo kisi alim ko kisi ghalati mein ya guna mein mubtala dekhte hai, to bas fauran usse qata taalluq kar lete hai. This is the important thing. That he says that many people, we see that alim doing wrong, something against Sharia. So what we do? We immediately suffer and we break our relationships with him. Or usse badguman hokar baith jate. Now we have ill feelings or misgivings and ill thoughts, bad thoughts about that particular alim. We think low of him, think inferior of him. Aur phir tamam ulama-e kiram aur baaz auqat usko badnaam karna shuru karte hain. This is very prevalent, very common. Because a particular alim has done something wrong, now we go out and we broadcast his wrong. In all our gatherings, we're talking about so and so monana. He's done that, he's doing this. So now we are trying to make him badnaam. We're causing him disrespect, we're dishonoring him, we're denigrating him, defaming him. What happens? Or phir, after that, tamam ulama-i kiram ki tawheen shuru kar dete. Now we start defaming all the ulama, ki aajkal ki ulama to aise hi hote. You see, today's maulvis, they like this, like that. You see, hadith ki dusri jumla, hadith has two aspects. One is, don't follow the wrongs of an alim. And the second one, but don't break your relationship with the alim who's doing something wrong, the scholar who's doing something wrong. Don't break your relationships with him. Don't now totally ignore him and take him out of your heart complete. No, you shouldn't do such a thing. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, still maintain that relationship with him. Ulama tumhari tarah ke insaan hi hai, they're human beings. Isliye ki alim bhi tumhari tarah ka insaan hai, just like you, human being. Gosh, posh, tumhare paas hai, wo uske paas bhi hai. You've got blood, flesh, body, you've got, he's also got a body. Okay, aasman se utra hua farishta nahi hai, that's an angel that has just fallen from the sky. Jo jazbaat tumhare dil mein paida hote hai, wo jazbaat uske dil mein bhi paida hota hai. Nafs tumhare paas hai, uske paas bhi hai. You have certain ambitions, desires, yes. You have nafs, he also has a nafs. Shaitan tumhare peeche bhi laga hua hai, shaitan is behind you, also behind him. No, wo guna se maasum hai, he is not free from sins. No, wo peygamber, he is not a prophet, he is not a messenger. No, wo farishta, he is not an angel. Balki wo bhi is dunya ka bashinda hai. He is also a human being who is a citizen of this world. He has come into this world. So those halat and challenges that we go through, they also go through. Lihada ye tumne kaha. Tumne kaha se samajh liya ki wo guna se maasum. How then you feel that he is free from sins and he can't make a single slip? Human beings have tendencies to follow sometimes some inclinations that they have, some desires. Of course, Sharia tells us, that is why we have Islam. If Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, Uma ubarri'u nafsi, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu, that is, nafs keeps on commanding us, prompting us, inciting us towards evil. So insan, Allah Ta'ala has created insan, yes. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, out of Allah's fazl and rahmat and karam, Allah protected them from sins. They were ma'asum, all the anbiya, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beside them, no other person has got this quality of being ma'asum. Nobody else. Only the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. So we all have these challenges. We have these temptations that pull us and draw us towards that evil. Now we have to fight it, we have to curb it. And therefore all of us require Islam. That alim, mufti, qari, shaykh, that hazrat, till the day of qiyamah, or till he is living, each one has to continuously make dhikrullah. Each one has to be worried about the rectification, purification of his soul. Nobody is sitting here and say, I am the most pious, so my Islam is made and my dil is saf. No. It's a continuous effort. So therefore they also make mistakes. But what we have to do is, we don't look down upon the person. And this is because of knowledge. Ilm is noor. And this knowledge has that capability, or that function, that when a person who has attained knowledge, and even though he slips, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that inshallah that knowledge will bring him back on track. Unlike a person who doesn't have knowledge at all. Simple example, you're going from here to Johannesburg. You know the route, you know the road, you know how to reach there. And somewhere you got a bit busy, became a bit ghafil, you were talking on the cell phone or something, and you missed it one turn, and you went somewhere else. But because you have knowledge of your destination, you'll easily come back onto track. After some time, you may be traveling on a one-way road, and there's no turn, you can't find an off-ramp, but finally you'll find your way out, and you come back on track. The person who doesn't know the way to Johannesburg at all, and he's lost, will he ever reach Johannesburg? It's going to be so difficult. He might reach some other place. He might reach Cape Town. Go completely the other direction. So that's the difference, that ilm has this. When a person goes all out and he seeks knowledge, yes, the knowledge should help him and protect him from evil. But because he's a human being and he will make those slips, so he's bound to make some mistakes, some errors, some sins, some vice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the knowledge, and if this person is sincere, Allah Ta'ala brings him back onto track. Us, we don't have the knowledge. So what will our position be? Ulama ki haq mein dua kar. Mufti Taqi Sahib gives a beautiful example, a recipe. He says, if the alim has gone off track, don't condemn him, don't criticize him, make dua for him. Do we do this? So easy to just say, they are like this, like that, and they're doing this, they're doing that. They're not true leaders, and look at the condition of the ummah, and why they don't do this, and they should be doing, and they should be doing that. And look at that alim, he's involved in this sin and that sin. And he's just all broadcasting and spreading this rumor, and even if he's doing something right, we've got no right to spread any information which somebody is doing wrong, let alone being an alim, any other Muslim brother or sister. And unfortunately, we do this today. Yes, if your object is genuine to save your Muslim brother and sister from the harms and evil of a certain person. You know, for example, that particular person, he is an addict, drug addict, and he is going all out there to harm others and to put others off track. And you know he's doing this, he's done this to many other youngsters, innocent people. Or is the person who is just luring, enticing young girls, and is committing zina with them? In that case, you've got family members, you've got friends, and now you've got to save them from that particular person. Then you tell them that, be careful of this person because of this bus, that's all. But you don't have the right now to keep on divulging the wrongs of people to the public. Look at our own gunas, our own sins. So at least make dua for the ummah. In this particular case, if you see that alim has made a mistake, he's gone off track, he's not on sirat al-mustaqim, then Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib says, uske liye dua karo. Ya Allah, fula shakhs aapki deen ka hamil hai. He's carrying your deen, the knowledge of your deen. Iski zariye hame deen ka ilm maloom hota hai. Through him we are getting knowledge. Ye bichara is gunam ki musibat mein phas gaya hai. Ya Allah, he has fallen into this sin. Ya Allah, isko apni rahmat se, is musibat se nikal dijiye. Ya Allah, you remove him from this musibat. Hazrat Muttaqi Sahib says, you get two benefits. Number one, at least dua karne ka thawab milega. You'll get the thawab of making dua. First benefit. Second, ek musalman ke saath khirkhai karne ka thawab. You are well wishing, you're wishing well for your Muslim brother. So to have this desire of good for him, you'll get thawab for that. He says that the result, inshallah, if this alim comes back onto track, then you will get the thawab for it. Because you made dua for him. Allah answered your dua. Allah saved him from pursuing that haram. Allah made him the tawfiq of tawbah. He came back onto sirat al-mustaqim. Now, all the good he will do, you will also get sawab because you were instrumental in him coming back onto track because of your simple dua that you made. But you must have genuine, sincere dua that we make. So we don't make the dua and we just condemn and criticize. This is what Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib is highlighting. That make dua for the person. Make dua for him, inshallah, he will come back onto track. Alim bi amal bi qabili ihtiram. And then he says one point further. Even though this alim is not making amal, still you got to show him some type of ihtiram, respect. دوسری بات یہ کہ حضرت مولانا اشرف علی صاحب تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ عالم کو تو خود چاہیے کہ وہ باعمل ہو. اٹس امپورٹنٹ فار این عالم, اٹس ویری امپورٹنٹ فار این عالم ٹو ہیو عمل ان ہز لائف, دیٹ از ہز ریسپانسبلٹی. ہی ناٹ شوڈ جسٹ بی سیکنگ نالج جسٹ فار جسٹ گیننگ مور اینڈ مور انفارمیشن. نو, ہیز نیت اینڈ ہیز firm determination and effort should be what? That I must bring all this knowledge into amal, and I must become pious, I must become righteous, I must implement the things that I am studying and learning. So that point, that is for the ulama. Lekin, agar koi alim be amal bhi hoi hai, but if that alim is not making amal, to bhi wo alim apne ilm ki wajah se tumhari liye qabili ihtiram hai. Then too, we should still give him respect. اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو علم دیا ہے, اللہ has given blessed him with knowledge, اس کا ایک مرتبہ ہے. As I mentioned already, that knowledge has a certain rank, certain position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of the high rank knowledge has in the eyes of Allah, the hamilin of knowledge, those who are bearing and carrying this knowledge, they too automatically get some type of respect. He's given an example of person who has parents who are non-Muslims. So even though they are non-Muslims, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the child still has to respect those parents. This is the teaching of and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if they compel you to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to disobey Allah ta'ala, then you don't obey them. Although you don't obey them in that injunction of theirs or that command of theirs, which is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still Allah commands you, you must still be kind to them. You must still be polite to them. You must still show them respect and genuine respect. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If they compel you to make shirk with me, Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey your parents in that aspect or that command, but immediately with it, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But be kind, compassionate. صَاحِبْهُمَا. Be with them. Be the companion in this world. With what? مَعْرُوفًا. With kindness. Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my mother has come from Makkah. That time her mother was still not a believer. أَفَأَصِلُهَا. She's come to visit me. She's showing me a lot of love and muhabbat. She's come to see me. But she's a non-Muslim. أَفَأَصِلُهَا. Should I join ties with her? Can I go and see her? Can I be kind to her? Rasulullah said, yes, naam, suriha, go. You should do so. So similarly, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has explained that even though these parents who are disbelievers, But because Allah Ta'ala has given parents a certain martaba, a rank, and Allah has commanded us, the children, to respect our parents, even though that they may be doing wrong. In a similar way, even though that alim doesn't have that amal which he should have, but if he's void of that amal, he lacks that amal, still we should give him respect because of the ilm he has, because of the knowledge he has. علماء سے تعلق قائم رکھو. He says that it has become the trend today where we just criticize ulama, and he says it is the purpose and object of certain people who wish to do so. Why? Because they want to break this bond that the rest of the people have with ulama. And what is the purpose? The moment this link and this bond breaks, it is easy now to mislead them. Easy now to lead them astray. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hazrat Muftaqi Sahib say, میرے والد ماجد رحمت اللہ فرمائے کرتے تھے کہ جب گلہ بان سے بکریوں کا رشتہ توڑ دیا تو اب بھیریے کے لیے آزادی ہو گئی. He says, the moment the shepherd is taken away from the flock of sheep and there's no shepherd anymore, it's very easy for the wolves to attack those sheep. Why? Now they're free. There's no shepherd that's going to prevent them. The shepherd is no longer there. He's gone. He's out of the scene. There's only a flock of sheep. They're all alone now. So it's very easy now for the wolf to attack those sheep. Similarly, alim is a shepherd. If he is condemned, criticized, and he is taken out of the picture, the rest of us, what are we going to do? It's easy now for the rest of those, or that group of people who wishes to see the Muslims astray, then they will attack us, and they will cause us, and bring such teachings, and such things in front of us, that will cause great doubt in our deen, and in our iman, and a person can leave the deen very easily then. So see how important that we don't break that contact with that shepherd. Even though the shepherd is weak, he's making some mistakes. Of course, again, I will reiterate this point, emphasize that he should be on guard himself. It's not that we're condoning that the shepherd must always be sleepy and always be go astray. No, he must make sure he does his work, but for some reason or other, he has got some weakness. It gives us no right to break the flock from that shepherd. Otherwise, you find, what's going to happen? Now, who will become your leader? Ab to shaitan hi tumhe shariat ke masail batayega. Shaitan will show you the maslahs of shariat. He'll say, this is halal for you. Karan, you can do this, and that's halal, and everything is halal for you. Why? Because now you haven't got any shepherd. Shaitan has become your leader, and now you'll be following the footsteps of shaitan. Then he gives an example of ek daku peer ban gaya. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, his tawazu. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi was the Khalifa of Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, great wali of Allah. People like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanawati Rahmatullah Alayhi, Yaqub Nanawati Rahmatullah Alayhi, all were his khulafa. So Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he went to find a sheikh. It's a long story until he comes into the khidmat of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, Muhajir Makki. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali outwardly was not an alim. And all these people were great ulama. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. But Allah Ta'ala had given Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah such a maqam because of his taqwa, because of his ikhlas, sincerity of the heart, purity of the heart. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great knowledge as well. There were occasions when these khulafa and these students of his, regarding some masla, they were not sure. There was some slight dispute, and one thing is like this, other thing like that. So somebody said, let's go ask Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So is Haji Sahib not an alim? Any case, though, Shaykh, let's go. Well, am I right that these two, if I'm not mistaken, Yaqub Nanawati Rahmatullah Ali, and I think Qasim Nanawati, one of them, they both are going to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. And as they reach there, at the door of the Khanka, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali just standing by the door, before they can even ask any question, Assalamu Alaikum, Walaikum Salaam, he gives them the answer to whatever question they're going to ask. And then they realize his maqam. So when Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali came to visit Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, just took bayat to him, and he initially intended he'll just spend maybe a day or two, and he'll go back home, and then perhaps he'll have some taluk and he'll write. Allah made it such that he remained there. He became so attracted to his shaykh, and such muhabbat and such love, that he spent a whole 40 days, the very first visit, 40 days he spent in the khanka of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. So Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali is making the tarbiyat of his murid. 40 days he's giving, made him go through very rigid exercises, spiritual exercises. Isla, do this, don't do this, carries on. To annihilate his nafs, to break his nafs. So towards the end now, Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali is sitting, he's got his Dasar Khan. He's got some very nice food in front of him. Hafiz Zamin Shaheed, that was Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, speared by, he's sitting also, one or two people. Now suddenly the Shaykh Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah calls Mawla Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. Rashid Ahmad, very sternly, law in his hand, just puts one roti and a little bit of gravy. Bas, ye khao. And put him on one corner and you sit and eat this. And you don't even deserve this much too. That's all. And Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah just peeped at the expression of Mawla Gangohi Rahmatullah, just looked at him. To see, is my sternness and the way I have treated him now, is it causing him any pain, any grief? Is he getting upset with me? He says, no. Mawla Gangohi Rahmatullah is smiling. And he's so happy. Hey, my Shaykh has given me this with his own hands. I really don't even deserve this. I should be sitting outside and trying to look for some food. My Shaykh has given me this one piece of roti with his hands. And a little bit of gravy. Haji Imdadul Rahmatullah had seen this. And he saw it did not affect him at the least bit. He gives him khilafat. He says, you have passed the test now. It was a test the Shaykh put the murid into. And he saw that he had completely annihilated his nafs. So Mawla Gangohi Rahmatullah, we're talking about. Mawla Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, this is the person now we're talking about. He tells his murids one day, Ariyar, what you're wasting your time by me? You know what's my condition? I am like that Daku Peer. There was one Peer Sahab who was a rogue. He became a Peer afterwards. First he was a rogue. And he says, he used to look around. He says, you know, I can see all these Peer Sahabs, mashallah, unke paas hadiye, tohfe, le jate. People keep on giving them hadiya, tohfa, gifts. And they always, mashallah, in a good condition, somebody bringing food for them, and somebody giving them this and that, somebody malishing them, somebody pressing their feet, and so much of izzat and ihtiram. And they're sitting and they're getting so much, they're collecting so much. I am going and I'm stealing from people. And I always got a fear that I may get caught, I'll be put into jail, and there's so much of difficulty. To go at late part of the night, I can't even sleep properly, and I have to attack some person, and I go to steal his goods. He decided, you know, let me become one sheikh. He finds a big tasbih. Genuinely, he took this tasbih, and he sat down, and he opened his own khanka. As Mufti Qisab says, he says, mere haath chumenge, mere paas hadiya tohfe laenge. Oh, these murids will come, kiss my feet, kiss my hand, they'll bring hadiya. Chunanche, ye sochkar, usne daka dalna chhod diya. He stopped now, pickpocketing and stealing from people. Aur ek khanka banakar baith gaya. Lambi tasbih le li. Lamba kurta pehen liya, long kurta, jubba, amama. And now he sat on like one peer sahab, zikr aur tasbih shuru kar di. He didn't know anything else about masla masail, sarat sam zikr. Jab logon ne dekha ki koi Allah wala baith gaya hai, people innocent issues, some Allah wala de. So they started going to him. Bahut bada peer malum hota hai. The longer the tasbih must be greater the peer. Ab log uske murid banna shuru ho gaye. People started taking bayat and he's giving them bayat one way too. Yahan tak ki muridon ki bahut badi tadad ho gayi. After some time, there were many murids, big crowd around him all the time. Koi hadiya la raha hai, koi tohfa la raha hai. People are now bringing him hadiya, this, and this Hazrat is enjoying himself. Koi haath chum raha hai, somebody kissing his hands, his head. Har murid ko makhsus zikr bata di, and giving different murid, different zikr, you must read this, read that, whatever. Zikr has this effect, and we have done this. Zikr ki khasiyat ye hai, ki uske zariye, Allah Ta'ala insan ke darjaat buland farmate. This is one effect of dhikrullah. When you make dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala raises your position. Allah elevates your position. Dhikr is so powerful because you're taking Allah Ta'ala's name. Chunki in muridon ne ikhlas ke saath dhikr kiya, these murids were genuinely, were sincere. Now sincerely they made dhikrullah, Allah, Allah, they're making all the tasbihs. Uske natije mein Allah Ta'ala ne unke darjaat bahut buland farma diya. In a short space of time, because they were so sincere and the powerful, or they were making dhikr, Allah Ta'ala actually elevated their position. So long story, Allah Ta'ala gave them some power, some of them had some kashf, some muraqabah, and they were able to see some type of, or they felt that spiritual progress they were making. Because zikr brings some noor in the person. Now they could sense and they could feel their position or spiritual position, they could feel now they're being spiritually elevated. The thought came to them, if we're feeling so good, what our Hazrat must be feeling like? What his maqam must be? Now they desired to see his position, how high he was in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aapas mein mureedin ne mashwara kiya ki shayad, now they want to see what is his position. So they're making muraqabah, they're making dua to Allah ta'ala. Nothing happening. They can't see any. Everything is blank. As though he got nothing. So then they thought, oh no. This is what he says. He said, they made mashwara. Shayad hamara sheikh itne unche maqam par poncha hua hai, kame uski hawa tak nahi lagi. Hey, our Hazrat must be so high level now, that we can't even see his level. He's beyond that level. So they got more i'tiqad, more muhabbat now for him. Finally they went to him. Hazrat, you know, we're making muraqabah. You are going so high. Now tell us how you reach this high position. When they're telling him all this, he said, me to asal me ek daku. He realized. He said, I'm a thief. I'm a rogue. Aur maine dunya kamane ki khatir ye sara danda kiya tha. I just want to make some money and I'm a bogus peer. And he told him, he revealed the truth to them. Allah Ta'ala ne zikr ki badolat tumhe unche unche maqam ata farmat. Because zikr Allah gave you all, and you're also sincere, Allah gave you all that high position. But me, I'm asfaru safirin, I'm the lowest of the lowest. He said, do me a favor. Now that the truth has been revealed, main daku hoon, I'm a chor. Mere paas kuch nahi, I've got nothing. I can't really give you anything. Rather leave me or if you'll go away from here. They decided, they said, no. Jab Shaykh, when they heard all, they said, no. They started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. That our Shaykh is a rogue. Chor hai. Lekin ya Allah, aapne hame jo kuch ata farmaya hai. Allah, whatever you have blessed us with now, we got hidayat, and we got so much of, we enjoying the zikrullah, and that qurb with you. It is all because of this one chor, this daku. Ye chor ho, ya daku ho, whatever he is, ya Allah. Lekin ya Allah, aapne hame jo kuch ata farmaya, usi ki zariye se ata farmaya. It's because of him, you have given us all this, ya Allah. Ab aap, uski bhi islah farma dijiye. Ya Allah, you make his islah also. And because they were so sincere and they made genuine dua, Allah Ta'ala then raised his position even higher than the Muridin. Allah Ta'ala changed his life. Allah gave him hidayah. He made tawbah, istighfar, and then Allah gave him a very high position. Usko bhi buland darja ata farma diya. Barhal, Mufti Taqi Sahib se, jab kisi alim ke bare mein koi ghalat baat suno, to usko badnaam karne ke bajaye, uske liye dua karni chahiye. When you hear something wrong about any alim, instead of condemning him, criticizing him, make dua for him. Inshallah, see the result. And if you just make like how the shepherd is taken away from the, is broken and detached from the flock of the sheep, we saw the harm, wolves immediately will attack the sheep. We do not want to follow the same way. We don't want to make shaitan a walida and go astray. Therefore, whatever it is, make dua for the ulama-i kiram, so that they may still be able to guide us, inshallah. So if their mistakes and blunders and wrong that they do, we're not condoning it. Allah protect us. Allah always cover us. We always make dua, Allah, you are satar. You are the one who does not expose us. You cover our faults. Allahumma astur awratina wa amin ruwatina. We discussed this dua previously. So Allah must always hide our faults. But Allah must give us that maqam. Allah must make us pious. But what do we learn? We are weak people. We have no right to criticize and condemn our ulama, because we find today in all our functions, whenever we meet, this is the topic of discussion. That Mufti Sahib is doing that, Maulana is like this, he's like that, he's like that. And we carry on and carry on and carry on. At the end of the day, who is going to suffer? We will suffer. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make ihtiram of the ulama. how we should be making, so that inshallah we ourselves won't be deprived of knowledge, and even our children will not be deprived of knowledge. Those people who made genuine ihtiram and respected ulama, Allah Ta'ala blessed their children and progeny with hufaz and ulama. And those people who always condemn, criticize ulama, every opportunity to just run them down, and then we find that such people were completely deprived of knowledge, and we find their children also gone astray. They'll have funny ideas and ideologies, and they'll be cut off ilm and masjid and ulama, and they will lose. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.